Hello, my darling. How are you? You're home early, aren't you? I thought you would be staying to your normal time. No, I'm very happy to see you. No, it's just starting to lightning and thunder out. You're drinking. Is everything okay? No, of course. I don't mind you having a drink. I'm glad to see you unwinding, actually. You've been working such ridiculous hours recently. I've been worried about you. Work has just been ridiculous and life has been stressful. I want you to take time for yourself. I want you to take care of yourself. I do. I worry about you a lot. But this isn't just taking some time off, is it? No. I can tell something's wrong with you. Of course I can. I'm your wife. I know you. So why don't I sit down? And you tell me what's going on. I'm not going anywhere. I can stay here all night. You take your time. I'm here for you. I do know Mike and Sarah. Yes, your friends. You found out some bad news about them. Are they okay? Not really. What's wrong? Sarah cheated on Mike. No, that's terrible. I really hate cheating. Yeah. I just don't abide by it. I understand people have their reasons, I guess, but no, I don't understand it. Well, I get that it's bothersome, but why are you being so affected by this? I can tell you're really upset. No, I want you to talk to me. I want you to tell me what you're feeling. I know that's not easy for you. No, I won't think it's silly or stupid. I promise you. I'm kind of getting worried. I know when you get upset and what that does to you. Yeah, the headaches. And the deteriorated health. I don't want that to happen to you, baby. Please tell me what's going on. I'm your wife. Let me in. Please. Of course I'll listen. Please go ahead. Yes, I do think that Mike and you had similar lives and situations. And you're worried that if Sarah cheated on him, that I could cheat on you. And that you feel like you're less than a man. And these thoughts are spiraling inside of you and making you anxious and nervous and afraid. You're feeling insecure and emasculated, less than adequate. Oh, baby. No. I don't think you're being silly. I think you're wrong. In fact, I know you're wrong. You are the most incredible husband. I could not ask for anyone better. I love you so much. You take care of me. You take care of our family. You're a wonderful provider and protector. But it's more than that, isn't it? Tell me exactly what's bothering you. You can be open and vulnerable with me. Please. I promise you I will respect and honor everything you say here. It's safe with me. You are safe with me. Yes. You're worried it's because she wasn't sexually satisfied with her husband. She wandered off. You're worried about your own performance with me. Well, where to begin? You are handsome. And so incredibly sexy. You turn me on like no other. And you take me places. Make me feel things I've never felt before. In bed, yes. And when I have that burning need deep inside of me, you satisfy me completely, making me feel so incredibly good, worn out, broken down, built back up, made whole and new again. By you, satisfied just the way a woman, a wife, should be satisfied. You do it to me every fucking time. You hear the noises I make, the moans, the contented sighs, the growls. You feel how I claw at you and grope at you when you're deep inside of me, churning in me. It's the most indescribable bliss, the feelings you bring out in me. When I need it, fast and hard, you take me and make me yours. And when I need it, tender and soft, it's so good I could almost cry. My whole body comes alive at just your touch. You know exactly where to kiss me and touch me, where to caress me and handle me. My darling, my husband, you are the most incredible lover. So attentive. So patient. And masterful when I need it. I don't ever want you to worry that you don't satisfy me. No. I think the whole neighborhood knows how well you satisfy me. I'm sure they've heard my cries and moans. I can't help myself. You just wring it out of me. It's like an animalistic pleasure and urge, met with the most metaphysical, philosophical enlightened. I don't even know. I'm not even thinking straight. Come here. You stay seated. I'm gonna stand behind you. I'm gonna put my hands on you. Rub your arms and your shoulders. I love the way they hold me. The way they feel when I grasp them in the throes of our lovemaking. This strong back. I'm gonna rest my chin on your shoulder next to your neck. I'm gonna kiss that delicate skin behind your ear. Nibble your lobe. Can you feel my hot, wet breath against your body? I'm practically panting for you. I'm gonna move my hands over this chest of yours. I love laying against it at night. When we're both spent and panting, our hearts pounding, I love listening to you breathe and your heart coming back to its normal rhythm. I love running my fingers over your chest and down your stomach and down further still onto these nice thighs of yours. Yes. The tops. Gently over the knees. Back up the inside of your thighs. You're starting to breathe a little heavier. I love every inch of your body. But I would be utterly remiss if I didn't mention one specific part. There it is. God, I've always loved this. You know I could worship it for hours. On my knees, mouth open. Making you feel good. Drunk with lust to please you. It's always made me feel so good. Everywhere it's been, I love taking it deep inside of me, keeping it there for a while, and you know what I love best. When you stay inside of me afterwards, no matter where you are, no matter which position, letting me savor every drop of your essence. Do you hear how fucking bad I want to? Can you hear it in my voice, baby? God, after all these years, I still want you as bad as our first time. Every time. You always make me so aroused and throbbing. You always make me feel better. You always know exactly what I need. And you always work me and Manipulate me into the most exquisite releases. You've always been so good to me, and I always want to take care of you. Just the two of us. It's always going to be us together. I'm never gonna let you go. I would never betray you or cheat on you. You are the one for me. I always need you. I'm always dripping with desire for you. You know, you always do this for me when I'm feeling down, depressed, sad, or jealous. You always massage me and hold me and remind me of how good I make you feel. It is with such pleasure that I can do the same for you now. I will never hurt you, my baby. I just want to be there for you and make you feel as good as you make me feel. You know, is it still thundering and raining out? Why don't we cancel our evening plans and just stay in? Take me to our room and undress me. And bed me well. That's right. My husband. My lover. The only man for me. Come on. Let's go to bed.